MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, August 25, 2025. A Gloucester man has died in a motorcycle crash, and it's the same old with respect to the trash hauler strike. Cloudy, low 70s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 1:29 p.m. Buck Anderson reports in today's Salem News, in Ipswich, police and first responders responded to the vicinity of 326 High Street, that's Route 1A in Ipswich, shortly after 4 p.m. Sunday for a serious motorcycle crash. The rider, a 72-year-old Gloucester man, was reported down in the roadway and was pronounced dead at the scene, according to Essex County District Attorney Paul Tucker's office. According to the DA, the motorcycle and a pickup truck collided on High Street in the area of Dalbrook Conservation Area. The pickup driver remained on the scene. The accident is being investigated by the Ipswich Police Department, the Massachusetts State Police Collision Analysis and Reconstruction Section, the State Police Crime Scene Services Section, and the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner. Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga has the latest update on a couple of changes with respect to DPW services and the ongoing trash hauler strike.
The site will also be open Monday through Friday from noon to 6 p.m. We'll let you know if that schedule changes. The DPW yard will be closed Saturday, August 30th. There will be no recycling or last Saturday of the month drop-off on Saturday, August 30th, as our DPW team prepares for Labor Day weekend. Regular last Saturday of the month recycling will instead take place on Saturday, September 6th, for items like scrap metal, thermostats, thermometers, batteries, motor oil, oil filters, tires, and car batteries. Household Hazardous Waste Day has been postponed until April 2026. We'll share more details as we get closer. A few other reminders. Curbside recycling is still suspended. Please bring in any recycling left at the curb, and if you can, lend a hand to neighbors who may have trouble bringing their recycling to the DPW yard. Curbside trash pickup continues as normal. Have your trash out by 7 a.m. and on your usual day, and wait until 5 p.m. to report any miscollection on C-Click-Fix. I know these changes may cause some disruption, but our DPW team is doing an excellent job keeping services running. Thank you again for your ongoing patience and understanding, and take care.
That's Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga. More news after this break.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
On his most recent Mayor's Corner podcast, Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon announced Allied Construction will begin sidewalk work on Upper State Street this week.
We got sidewalk work that we're doing here. We're kind of talking State Street from like High Street down, okay? That's how we're going to start doing some of this work. So you're going to see some sidewalk work happening, so you're going to have to be aware for that. And then as we're doing that, you're also going to see some electrical work happening. And that's because we got approval to move forward with our downtown lighting project, okay? So we're going to use some of our parking funds that should be going to things that are happening downtown. So we were able to get approval for some downtown parking funds. And again, this is like phase three of this ongoing project that we've been doing the last 3 years. It's updating all our lanterns downtown. It makes a huge difference. And I really noticed it this summer with people out and about late at night. It just really lights up downtown, which is really great. So we're kind of doing that third part of it. So what we got approval of from Pleasant Street up to, let's say, the Harris Street parking lot, right, or past the library, they don't have any lanterns, right? They kind of stopped back in the day right there. So we're going to work on putting those in. Those lamps are on order now. Unfortunately, it takes about 5 months or so to get those lanterns. So we're probably looking at an install around the spring. But right now, we're going to do that electrical work because we want to pave State Street, right? So we're going to do sidewalk work. We're going to do the electrical work for those new lamps that are going to go in. And then after outdoor dining season, between mid-September and then the end of October, we are going to pave State Street, which is desperate need of a top coat there, so it's a little bit smoother driving up that street. So that's what's happening. We're working with our businesses to make sure everyone's informed. You know, again, as residents, you know, you're just going to have to be aware that this work is going to be happening, and you know, we're going to have to be careful navigating around that area. And then once all that work is done, like I said, we're going to do the final paving, and it's going to be State Garden and Otis Place that get paved, and that's going to finish our paving season, where we did 17 in streets in total, which is pretty great. And we're still finishing the top coat on some of those streets the next couple weeks, but that should be done before August is over.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. Ethan Foreman reports in today's Gloucester Times, the 41st annual Gloucester Schooner Festival sets sail Wednesday with a kickoff concert at 7 p.m. at The Cut, 177 Main Street, featuring a pre-festival bash and the band Lisa Love Experience. The next several days will feature activities on the docks and schooners from near and far on Gloucester Harbor. Schooner Festival wraps up on Sunday, August 31, with a parade of sail with thousands lining Stacy Boulevard and schooners vying for bragging rights during the Mayor's Cup race. And Caitlin D. reports in the Newburyport Daily News in Amesbury, Oktoberfest enthusiasts can dust off their lederhosen as brewery Sylvaticus is hosting an anniversary Oktoberfest celebration early next month. The September 6 event held at the Water Street Brewery will feature commemorative steins, t-shirts, and the release of a special Oktoberfest beer. The event will begin at noon and run until 10 p.m., offering the chance to listen to music, eat bratwurst, and drink the brewery's Oktoberfest beer. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, many North Shore High School football teams held their first scrimmages of the preseason workouts this past weekend. The start of the 2025 high school football season is still 2 weeks away. There was an unusual hole-in-one shot last week at the Kernwood Country Club in Salem. Golf writer and historian Gary Larrabee writes in today's Salem News that Peter Abruzzese from Lynn got the ace on the 340-yard dogleg par 4 eighth hole at the club. Initially, the foursome thought the ball was lost, but eventually found it in the cup. The Yankees beat the Red Sox last night 7-2, taking the last game of a four-game weekend series. Red Sox had won the first three of the series, and tonight they move on to play the Orioles in Baltimore. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.